Hey, I didn't think you'd be home so soon. Huh? Oh, this? No. No, this is nothing. No, don't. This is no one, okay? And even if it is someone, then it's nobody you've met. And it's certainly not that guy that was at the bank who bumped into your shoulder today and kind of made you drop everything you were carrying. If that's what you were thinking. And I know it looks a lot like him, except, in a lot more pieces, but I can assure you that it definitely is not him. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. I guess I do have a lot of explaining to do, don't I? Well, okay. Let me start from the very top, okay? Yeah, all right. Well, me? I'm your guardian angel. Oh, yes. Of course I'm real. I've been looking after you since you were born, my darling. It's been my job, as assigned to me by the High Priestess of the Angel Authority, to watch over you and protect you by any means necessary. Now, sometimes I've had to step back and let you experience things like pain and injuries and bullying, but you gotta trust me. I did not want to. And every opportunity that I could, I've kept you as safe as possible. Like, if you were about to get hit by a car, I would make it swerve and crash into a tree. If you were outside playing and started rolling down a hill, I'd clear the hill of any debris. And sometimes, even in the middle of the night, if you started to shiver, I'd pull an extra blanket over on top of you and just give you a little kiss on the forehead. Yeah, I mean, it is my job to look after you, my darling, but I'd do it even if I wasn't socially obligated by the Angel Code. Well, I mean, no, technically the Angel Code doesn't mention anything about, violently killing anyone who's hurt you, either emotionally or physically, and just chopping them up into tiny little pieces and just launching those pieces out into space where they can never harm you again. But it also doesn't say anything about not doing that, so I think I'm good. And yes, before you ask, that is why you haven't seen any of your previous school bullies in a while. They're probably halfway to Andromeda by now. And yes, it was absolutely my decision to do it. Nobody even had to put me up to it. I launched those jerks into the great expanse by choice, because nobody hurts my precious darling without feeling my wrath. You are far too sweet, far too nice, far too wonderful for them to taint with their foul words and heinous actions. You are perfect, and I just want you to have the perfect life to match. And before you found out that I was doing all this, I'd like to think that I was succeeding. I would stay cloaked behind an invisibility spell so you wouldn't suspect anything was being tampered with, as I cast whatever spells I needed in order to keep my darling happy. Huh? Why am I calling you my darling? But isn't it obvious? When you've known someone for this long, eventually you start to develop certain feelings for them, you know? I mean, you're my whole world. I know everything about you. I've been watching you for so many years. I've memorized every single fact about your life, even the ones that you don't say out loud. I know your exact height and your weight and your interests, your hobbies, your credit card numbers, what food you do and don't like, every single musical album you've ever listened to, and what your opinion on them was, and the first and last names of every family member, friend, pet, and teacher that you've ever had. If there's something to know about you, I know it. And besides, we'd be a perfect match. I couldn't let any of the other girls have you. They're mysterious creatures, and while I can do so many things to help you through life, The one thing angel magic can't do is alter someone's mind. So I couldn't make any of these girls into the perfect mate. And you deserve absolutely nothing less than that. So I only had one option. Choppy choppy, pew, right into space. Yeah, as previously mentioned. And I'm sorry, darling. I didn't want to ruin your love life, but it's just what's best for you. It's still what's best. Because, well, I'm assigned to you for life. We'll be together forever. Huh? Oh, no, of course not. No. No, I'm not a fairy godmother. There's no rule that says I vanish if someone sees me. No, I was keeping myself hidden on purpose. I thought that if you knew that all the cool stuff that was happening in your life was being influenced by an outside force, I don't know, maybe you'd think it was less cool. But now that the cat's out of the bag, we can be the couple that we were always destined to be. It's the perfect match, and I promise it'll work out, because nobody will ever love you as much as I do. You could screw up and say the wrong thing a million times, a billion times, and I'd still love you infinitely more than anyone else ever could. And I will keep you safe. And you know I will. I have so far. Any time that you've ever gotten hurt in your life was only because I was directly told that I couldn't interfere under threat of death. And nobody will ever say a mean thing to you ever again, because I will violently kill them if they do. Plus, if that's not enough of a selling point, I can get you whatever you want. Yeah, I don't even need to pay for it. I just make it with magic. Look, I'll prove it. See? Here, is that thing that you were browsing online for a while but still hadn't pulled the trigger on because it was so expensive, remember? Oh, darling, you're welcome, but you don't need to thank me. I'm just doing what I've always wanted to do. Now that I don't have to wait for a holiday to spoil you, I can do it every hour of every day. Making you happy is my love language, and that's all I ever want to do. If you're happy, then I'm happy. And you know what? To hell with the angel code. I'll never let you experience any pain ever again. If you'll reciprocate my love, that is. You will? Really? Oh, darling, that's wonderful news. Oh, I love you so much. Come here. Yes. Oh, so glad you said yes. Oh, I really didn't want to force you. Unfortunately, that was the alternative. Now that that option was on the table, there was no reality in which I wouldn't be with you, whether it was by choice or not. But you said yes, so I don't have to kidnap you and keep you as a prisoner in your own house. Honestly, that's gonna save me a lot of paperwork from the High Priestess. But now you're mine, oh, and I'm yours, oh, along with all of my powers. Oh, and don't be afraid to ask for anything and everything you want, okay? Whatever it is, no matter how impossible, I'll find a way to make it happen. Huh? Oh, yeah. I can clean up this bag of body parts. Sorry. That's been right in your eye line this whole time, hasn't it? All right, I'll go quickly toss these into space. You wait right here, and when I get back, I will make you the best ice cream that you've ever had. All right? Yeah, I know the perfect flavor for you, my darling. All right, I'll be right back.